city was a threat to the rest.
This city is my city, and I love it. Yeah, I love it. I was born and raised here. I got it made. And if I have my way, I'm gonna stay.
I told you my city was the best, and my city was a threat to the rest. But you can't rest inside my city. My city's so cold if you ain't dressed. And what they accept, I had a right address. Parts of my city, certain colors can't step. And sadly, I'm talking about the color of your skin. So my brother can't let you in. Cause the property value.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
And of course, I'm Rocky from BSS Carolinas.
I love having Rocky. Man, it's been so fun working with you over the past couple of weeks. I look forward to keep doing it.
Absolutely.
Mainly because we agree on absolutely nothing, and you're wrong 90% of the time, and I'm right.
Actually, that's different. Like, I'm going to sound like my wife. I'm always right, so, you know, just saying, you know.
Well, come on, man. Agree to disagree.
Cowboy fans are never wrong. You should know that. It's just like a Florida State fan is never right.
A Florida State fan is never wrong. Even when except we lose, we win.
Yeah. Except when you're getting crab legs.
Who don't love free crab legs? Why, you know what? You're just mad. You're just mad because you didn't get free crab legs.
No,
you didn't
see,
steal from a store and then a year later get money from that store to be a spokesperson. That's why you're mad.
Actually, we did. It's called Joseph Randall. He stole from a store. Actually, no, he stole many different places. 5 times in like 17 months. So, you know, we just do it over and over again. Until we get more money. You know, you guys do it once and
win
know.
Championships.
Yeah.
Rings.
Yeah.
Championship rings.
Right. But, you know, anyway, before we go any farther, I meant to say welcome to all our Periscopians that we may have.
Yeah, what's up?
You can follow us on, you can follow me on BSS Carolinas on Twitter. And, of course,
you can follow me, Rule of Three, on Spreaker and Twitter and Facebook. And you can find me on www.fox98.7.com under podcast sections.
So how are you doing today, sir?
I mean, I'm still kind of hurting from the Hornets going down, man. Here's the thing. We were talking about this a little bit before the show. I don't have a lot of expectations, so I'm not really heartbroken. I knew when they lost the way they lost in Game 6, it was over. So I honestly only watched like, I mean, there was only really like 20 minutes to watch during Game 7 because it was over. But I don't know, man. I'm doing good. I guess that's a long story short. I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. Also, I had a good weekend. The game was a killer Sunday. But I watched the first quarter.
Yep.
And then I was done because I went to get some golf clubs.
I listened to the first quarter on radio because I was driving home. And then I watched like 7 minutes of the second quarter, and I was like, yep, time to go to grocery shopping.
Game 6, they lost 97-90 at home, which was the blow on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
The arena was packed. A lot of people blame the purple shirt guy, which
can we not just not talk about him?
We're not going to talk
He's
about
him. He's an idiot.
I'm not giving credit.
End of discussion. He's an idiot. He should never come back.
The one thing I want to say about fans – the people on the court have the right to talk junk to the other players. And, you know, I don't think fans really have the right to really Come on. Don't tell.
I don't mean this in a derogatory way.
Don't step on the wrong. Don't go the wrong direction, like wives and other things.
I don't mean there's been any offense to anybody. They're allowed to talk smack to each other on the court because they're on the same level. We are not on the same level as Dwayne Wade.
Just because
we're all people and we all love each other, but we are not on the same level as Dwayne Wade. He's an NBA superstar.
Exactly.
And you're a guy in a purple shirt and look like an idiot.
Just because we pay for tickets to go to a game doesn't mean we get to be included in the game.
You're there to watch it.
Exactly.
Not participate.
So don't, when you go to a game, respect. You ain't got to be happy and everything else. But come on, there's a line.
Yep.
Okay. And the next time if that happens, I wouldn't be okay if one of the players turn around and just smack the guy. Which I know it's not going to happen.
No, but it would be hilarious.
Everybody in Charlotte would probably stand up and cheer for you. So, just saying.
Moving on.
Moving on from that. The Hornets did lose 97-90. We knew that we're going. I knew it was going to happen the way they played. You know, Dwayne Wade made some great shots late in that game to lose game six. And then we come back game seven, and I watched the first quarter. We were flat, 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 flat.
I wasn't even sure if we were there. They weren't. They were on vacation. They were ready to go home.
They were already in South Beach. It was a short little trip. I think Josh McRoberts wanted to take all his former teammates out to dinner or something, so they were all trying to get out of there early. I don't know exactly. Josh McRoberts looked better than any Hornet that played on Sunday, which is sad. Kemba had 4 points, right?
Yeah.
Our
not
lead
a good
scorer,
night for Kemba to not show up.
Kaminsky had 12. Kaminsky was our leading scorer.
I'm okay with Kaminsky. I like Kaminsky.
I don't like Kaminsky, and I will tell you why. Because he can't defend. He is not a good defender.
A lot of people can't defend,
no,
and they're considered superstars.
He can't defend a cold.
Neither can James Harden.
Him and James Harden should be on the same team, then.
Well, they'd lose every game. They'd be like 100. They'd be like, yeah, we scored 125 tonight. How many did they score? 160.
What's your – go ahead and tell me your impressions of the Hornets in the playoffs, the season, whatever.
I thought it was – it exceeded expectations. If you truly thought at the beginning of the season that with like 3 games left in the regular season, the Hornets could have been a 3 seed, got a home playoff series, and I think if you would have told people at the beginning of the year, you're going to make the playoffs, you're going to play the Miami Heat, and you're going to go 7 games. I think people would have been like, I'll take that.
My preseason prediction for the Hornets was 25 games. They will win.
I didn't think they were going to be good either.
I didn't think they were going to be good because there was a bunch of turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, but next to Portland Trailblazers, we had the most turnover in the league as far on the roster.
Sure. I mean, we brought in – we were bringing Lamb, Lynn.
Right.
Lost Gilchrist to injury, brought in Batum, brought in Kaminsky. I mean, other than Big Al and Kemba, and then we brought in Courtney Lee halfway through the year.
Tyler Hansborough. Courtney Lee, like you said, after the trade or before the trade deadline. I mean, I didn't expect 25 wins. They went 48. They went 48-34. There's some good things to this team that we need to keep going. Okay. Going 48-34 is a plus. We need to build off of that. We need to win 50 games next year. Our goal should be to win 50 games and be a top 3 seed in the East, which is possible. It is possible. Top 4. It is possible. If you win 50 games, you might be the 3rd seed in the East.
In the East, yeah.
Okay. Not in the West, but in the East, you could be the third seed.
But when you're looking
those are our goals.
You know Cleveland's going to be there. You know Toronto's going to be there. You know Atlanta's going to be there. Maybe Atlanta.
We'll see what happens with Atlanta. We don't know Toronto's going to be there for sure because they haven't done
it. If they lose DeRozan, then you're not. But I think the Bulls will be back.
Probably.
I think the Wizards, who knows?
I
hate John Wall and Bradley. I think they're all a joke, man. If they get Durant, sure, then we're talking a whole different ball game. But
yeah.
Doubtful. You know what? Maybe the Hornets can get Durant, too. Okay?
There's no way. Never.
Who doesn't want to go play for Michael Jordan?
No one.
That's true.
Michael Jordan doesn't want anybody to come play for him.
So you said something earlier to me about Steve Clifford, and we disagreed.
I want to go on that. I got, like I said, I think they overachieved this year. And all you can do each year as of your head coach is to improve each and every year.
Okay? Sure.
First of all, I will never say we don't have talent on this team because we have talent.
We do now.
All I heard preseason, we got a lot of talent. We got a lot of talent. I disagreed.
Mm-hmm. All right? I did too.
We went and won 48 games. We played Jeremy Lamb a lot. We played Troy Daniels a lot. We used our bench. Then we come into the playoffs. And I know Jeremy Lamb didn't play great going toward the end of the season. We thought he was who we thought he was. All right. But he played a big part in the preseason or during the regular season. To me, you stick to your guns. When you're in Charlotte, you're not going to win with a superstar. So you better have a good, deep team to make a run in the playoffs. We did not use our bench going into the playoffs. Luol Deng killed Frank Kaminsky the whole series. There was one game where Kaminsky played really good, and that was game three where he had like 10 points in the third quarter, and we did really well. We have to have a deep team to make a run, okay? We had that, and Steve Clifford did not use any of those players in the playoffs.
That's why I disagree.
Frank Kaminsky was a night. Tell me Jeremy Lamb's not a better defensive matchup against Luol Deng than Frank Kaminsky is.
Well, Kaminsky's not great, but the problem is you can't trust Lamb. He showed that the last quarter of the season. He's boneheaded, did whatever he want. He played hero ball, and he always missed. And he overplayed assignments.
But you can't play a guy that's not going to play any better. Frank Kaminsky was missing assignments. He was not defending. I'm just saying, Jeremy Lamb was doing the same thing Frank Kaminsky was doing.
I'd rather have Kaminsky on the floor for size and rebounding.
I get that. But if they go small, we need to match up. We need to match up.
I guess we believe in Lamb a lot more than I do because I don't trust him at all.
I didn't want him on the floor. I didn't want him on the team. I didn't like him. I didn't like the signing
especially
the preseason.
Not for $21 million.
Exactly.
No.
I didn't like the preseason signing because I didn't think he had a jump shot. He could defend a little bit.
What, he had like 10 good games in Oklahoma City?
Right.
And he was worth $7 million a year?
And you got to remember, Westbrook missed a lot of time last year. Durant missed time. And he got a lot of minutes and didn't perform that great. But he came here in the first half of the season. He played very well.
Oh, yeah. He lit it up.
Okay, he lit it up. He was hitting threes. I never saw this guy play.
Driving the lane. He was looking good.
But when my point, and I know you don't agree with me, going into the postseason, you need to stick with what worked during the season, okay, to go into playoffs.
I think in the playoffs you tighten it up.
When you don't have a deep team, you need to stick to what got you there because you don't have a LeBron. You don't have a Kyrie. You don't have those guys that can take over games. You need to be like an Atlanta Hawks team that
we
can go
deep.
We
do have a guy that can take over games.
Who?
Kemba Walker.
Kemba took over a game and ran it into the ground, okay? He gets into the Allen Iverson mode where, okay, I'm going to go.
Yeah,
there was many moves.
He wasn't a good player.
No, I'm talking about with shots, okay, where he thinks he's the greatest player on the planet. He drove He has improved a lot, but he drove into the basket 3-on-1 when there's a guy outside and got the shot blocked. That was a key momentum.
Sometimes you can't pass the ball out once you're that deep.
Kemba doesn't pass it. And this isn't bashing Kemba, okay? Kemba is a good player and has improved a lot this season. But the coach is not helping him. We have deeper players than what we got. I'm just saying.
I just think Tyler Hansbrough is a joke.
Why would I play somebody
who can't play?
Frank Kaminsky's a joke.
He's not a joke.
Are you serious?
He's a rookie.
And he got killed in
the
series.
Okay, but rookies get killed. You know what?
He got killed in the
series. And there were specific plays where Jeremy Lin made Justice Winslow look like a fool.
No, he did. And Jeremy Lin, when he's not going, set him down. Because let me tell you what Steve Clifford did last year. Lance Stephenson, had a game winner against some team here in Charlotte. Got injured, came back, made a boneheaded play. You didn't see him rest of the year.
Well, Lance Stephenson's a cancer.
P.J. Harrison, no doubt. I agree with you on that. You got guys, you draft other rookies to play. Cody Zeller, his first year in Charlotte, okay? He does a boneheaded play. He wouldn't play for the next 20 games. Frank Kaminsky makes a boneheaded play. He plays the next game.
I'm going to tell you what.
That is what the issue is in Charlotte.
There's a reason why Frank Kaminsky plays, and it's because a guy named Michael Jordan and Patrick Ewing love him and have see potential in him.
Right, which they don't see potential in any of these other guys.
Tyler Hansbrough's time's done.
No, I'm not saying let Tyler Hansbrough play 20 minutes a game, but when Josh McRoberts is out there, please.
Okay,
you don't tell me he can't match up against Josh McRoberts or Udonis Haslam? Come on.
Haslam was killing it.
Because you had him playing Frank Kaminsky, who can't guard anybody and rebound. He thinks this is Wisconsin. It's not.
All right, let's move on.
No, yeah, all right, we'll move on. I'm just saying,
man, because I'd rather have Frank Kaminsky out there missing plays and screwing some stuff up, but learning, than over having a washed-up Tyler Hansbrough who can't play at all, so he can go out there and foul somebody 100 times. You just would have put Udonis Haslam on the free throw line. That's all you would have done. He still would have got the points.
I would rather play with my team and lose than the same six or seven guys that are getting killed. And they're getting tired. Big Al can't play 35-plus minutes anymore. He can't.
No. I agree with that.
Spencer Hawes got hurt in this series.
That was a
Nicholas
that was
Batum
painful.
Is hurt. Yeah. And what do? We stick with the same five, six guys in the lineup. When it gets that deep, it's time to start doing some other things. My problem with Steve Clifford, when it gets to a certain situation, he doesn't change his system. It's all about his system and not about the team. That's my problem with Steve Clifford. So next year, we need to have an improvement. If Rich Cho does a good draft, he brings back Batum and some other guys, we need to improve. If we take a step back, Steve Clifford is an issue. That's my point with Steve Clifford. Okay?
I just don't like firing coaches all the
time. No, I'm not wanting to fire the coach. I want us to build something for the future. Okay? I want us to make the playoffs 3-4 years in a row and make a run into playoffs like Atlanta Hawks are doing right now.
But it's taken them like 7 years. It has taken them a long time.
No, it took them a while. We need to do that. We need to see progression. Okay? I'm not saying fire Steve Clifford next year, but we need to see a run. Even you said if he didn't make the playoffs next year, he probably needs to go.
He probably will. And I guess I just don't.
I'm not saying fire him, though, all right?
I'd rather see – if you're going to let him go, I'd rather see Patrick Ewing step up and be the head coach.
Bingo.
If you're going to have that amazing talent who has a great basketball mind sitting on the bench, might as well move him one chair over.
And he's getting ready to probably get a job in Sacramento because he's interviewing for that job.
Don't worry. Boogie Cousins will get him fired in like 2 weeks anyway, so who really cares?
Probably. But what we do agree on, we may not agree on Steve Clifford and some other things. We do agree we want the Hornets to make progress in the offseason and next year in the playoffs. We need to see that progress in Charlotte. Just like the Panthers made progress the last couple years.
Took years.
It did. But, you know, the last 3-4, we drafted well. We started.
You got a draft. Right. You got a draft.
And the NBA is most important now. When you draft, you're going to see more Steph Curry's. More Klay Thompson, though, like Golden State, Draymond Green,
Lillard,
guys that stay 4 years at a school, even three, at least 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where the NBA is going. I mean, Kemba Walker, 4 years.
Unless you're going to get a guy like Karl Anthony Towns.
But
he don't grow on trees.
That only happens once or twice a year, maybe.
Yeah, you're looking at, I mean, think about it just recently. It's Anthony Davis and Karl Anthony Towns.
Absolutely.
That's it.
So anyway, we spent a lot of time on the Hornets.
But I digress.
Let's move from the Hornets. We're going to go to Raptors beat the Pacers 89-84 in Game 7 to move on. Now it's the Heat and the Raptors in the next round. And Game 1 of the Cavs and Hawks is tonight.
Cavs.
Who wins? I know you're going to Cavs. Who wins the Heat and Raptors?
Give me the Heat, man.
And why? Dwayne Wade?
No. Hassan Whiteside.
Okay. I don't care.
I don't either.
The Eastern Conference, to me, it doesn't matter now.
No.
It does not. The Hornets are gone. I'm done. Because no one in the East is going to beat the Cavs.
But my boy LeBron James is still in it. I see you in the finals, boss.
Yeah, he'll be in the finals. There's no reason, and he's going to lose in the finals. We'll talk about that.
Whoa. That's my puppy breaks.
But go to Heat and the Raptors. Kyle Lowry has struggled. He struggled the whole series against the Pacers. He shot less than 40%.
So did DeMar
he
DeRozan.
Can't do that. Well, no, he showed up big game six and seven.
But
you're right. But I was going to say, Lowry has not shown up. He needs to show up this series or else they're going to lose. Because Goran Dragic had a huge game seven against Charlotte, 25 points. So that'll probably be a game builder. Yeah, he is.
He's awesome. That's why I'd probably take the Heat, because I like Dragic. And they don't got nobody who can stop Hassan Whiteside.
No. And let me address Whiteside real fast. The biggest I've never seen somebody play basketball that has no energy. He showed up in game seven with energy, though.
But he still gets like 15 rebounds a game and like blocks six shots.
No, I'm talking about a 7-foot guy that does layups the whole game. Dunk with some passion. Nah. That is what that kid's missing.
A finger roll is beautiful.
No, and he has no inside game.
No,
he was getting killed by Big Al. Say what you want, he was getting destroyed. And he could.
He's not good defending the post either.
He needs a hook shot or something. Because if you watch him do a shot against Charlotte the other day, it was like a vole. he was just throwing it up there.
Throwing
it was
volleyballs.
Horrible. It was horrible watching him play.
He's like a less flashy DeAndre Jordan. Because he can't.
Yeah.
But he can't because he can't dunk.
I agree with that.
He can only score like when the rock is given to him at the perfect position.
Right. He needs offense. He complains too much. Of course, the whole Heat team do. So does Charlotte, though. I'm gonna say that real fast. The Hornets complain too. So, you got the Heat winning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna probably go with the Heat because I don't trust the Raptors.
Me either.
You got the Cavs winning. I got the Cavs winning. Is it a sweep?
No.
You think they win?
I think Atlanta will take one. Probably at home. Probably game three.
It's a sweep. Atlanta, just
I'm being nice, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I'm being nice.
Western Conference playoffs, the Spurs crushed the Thunder in game one of the West semifinals. In case you didn't watch the game, it was 100-65 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
I turned it off. I turned it on to see that, and I was like, all right, I'm done.
I watched it because I like Tim Duncan.
Okay. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Aldridge had 38 points through three quarters. Mm-hmm. He would have 50, maybe 60 if he played in the fourth.
Because there can't nobody guard him.
Kawhi Leonard, 25 points. I did not realize the other day he averaged 21 points on the season scoring.
He's quiet.
You are quietly seeing the next star of this league.
Yeah.
All right. And I think if he keeps improving his scoring to go his defense, you don't look at him above Steph Curry at some point. If he keeps improving.
Because he can play defense. I'd take him over Steph Curry right now, but that's just me.
Right. Any chance the Thunder beats the Spurs in this series?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Not a game.
What about the Warriors and the Blazers?
I think the Blazers will take one.
That is how good that team is when you build a team. And that's what I mean, because they go 10 deep if they want it.
Yeah.
So, because they ain't had Steph Curry.
Such an anomaly in sports right now, though. It's so weird. I can't stand it.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I can't stand it. It's so boring to watch. I don't like watching games when they're – it's just, let's go in a gym and shoot three-pointers all day.
I can't wait until the Western Conference Finals, because that's going to be the NBA Finals.
Nope.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk
week,
about
right?
that.
Luke Walton, real fast, hired as the Lakers. Is it a good hire?
Terrible move. Love Luke Walton. Terrible for the Lakers. They need somebody who's got experience. Maybe we could fire Steve Clifford and they can have Clifford. What do you think about that?
I love Luke Walton here.
I know. I love
awesome.
Luke Walton. Don't like him. Don't like him to the Lakers. But it makes sense because they go tried and true and go with their own.
I want to see somebody in L.A. that's had adversity before and seen them overcome it, like a Phil or somebody. Anyway, anything else?
No, man, that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you get?
That's all I got.
Well, it's that time, man.
That is going to do it for the Rule of Three this week. I'm sure we will do more NBA. That's really what we're hitting hard on. We might talk a little baseball next week. We'll see what happens.
That's right. Talk about the awful Dodgers right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. It's okay. I'm a Nats fan, so
Doing pretty good.
Yep. All right, that is going to do it for the Rule of Three. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rocky, BSS Carolinas. Catch us every once a week on Spreaker, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
And you can find me on Spreaker and www.fox98.7.com/podcasts.
And catch us everywhere.
Have a good day.